ESPN Radio, 93.5, 95.3.
Well, Mondays and Fridays between 7:30 and 8, we have wisdom on the radio in the form of Brother Johnny, today from New Orleans. Johnny!
Today!
And Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, all-around great guy, common sense party is what he ought to be part of. Mm-hmm. Coach is in Chicago. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the first discussion the three of us have had since the results from Tuesday. Mike Ditka, your thoughts as to the vote?
Well, you know, I'm you know, this is the country first for me. It's America. And so you can only hope that, you know, that you learn from the things that don't go right in your first administration, that you learn, and there's, you can reach across the aisle a little bit. And this is not all about, winning a second term anymore. It's about leading our country in the right direction and getting us out of debt and taking care of the budget and things like that. And I think it can be done. I don't know if it will be done, but I think it can be done.
Yeah, Steve, I'm we didn't do anything, Steve. I felt like Groundhog Day on steroids. It's exactly the same, only worse, because we have a president then with there's no second term, nothing to lose.
No.
And with the revenge to exact, now he doesn't know on who or for what, and neither do we, but he's going to get them, and then you got a Congress who thinks they were elected to save the world. So there'll be a little bit of back and forth. But it's Groundhog Day because that's a movie where Bill Murray starred, and he woke up and he kept waking up the same day, and we play the same day out over and over. You're going to see it, Mike. They'll go, well, the country's going out. Oh, this is it. Oh, we're not doing that. And then they'll do it at the last minute.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll fall back to the same old thing. I said, realistically, I hope. That doesn't mean, you know, you can hope in one hand and crap in the other. You have a handful of crap. That's all you have. But, I mean, you know, you got to say, you've got to somewhere along the way try to give some credit to the people who are politically running this country. I mean, in the Senate, the House, and in the Oval Office. I mean, you've got to try to give them some credit. That country does come first. That country does matter. That people matter. That the economy matters. That balancing a budget matters. That not looking stupid matters. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, that's what it appears to be. I got to give them some benefit of the doubt that maybe some things will get better.
Well, and I'm with you on hope. And one thing Romney said that I liked, he said, hope is not a strategy.
Yeah.
And doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
That's called
work.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, I'm sorry, but my life's experience tells me that the most important thing to be successful in any part of life is integrity. Your honesty, integrity is really your best asset. I'm not seeing that with the people running this country.
And you're right about that, John. You really are. And you know, the thing on the tax thing, they don't really get it. Because, you know, taxing the wealthy is not the answer to creating jobs. It really isn't. Now, I mean, I'm not an economist, and I'm not going to argue the point, but, I mean, those are the people that employ.
Well, and we're going to pay
those
it.
Those are the people that create employment. I'm not a I don't have one of those, wherever that degree you got it from, but I'm just saying, you know, let's try to get this thing to work together. If you want to change the tax code, it could be changed. And they can make a fluctuating check, but where everybody has something in the pot. I don't care.
Right.
That's where you got to have people. I think people have to understand that they got some skin in the game all the way along. I mean, we got the food stamps, the welfare. You're encouraging people to not really exemplify our life. I mean, to make their life better, you're saying, okay, if you don't do anything, it's okay, because we'll do something for you. And there are a lot of people that need help, and those are a lot of people that we would always help. But when you start encouraging people not to work, not to look for a job, you got a problem.
Right, and of course that's been part of the debate. But Steve, we're gonna pay the taxes are gonna be paid by the rich. And it's not that much money to pay. It really isn't. But it'll cost a few million jobs because instead of keeping, say, $500,000, I'll send it to Washington. I can't hire four or five people. Now, I add that up across the country.
Yeah.
But whatever. Here's the real sad part about that. It was clearly rhetoric to divide the country, and it'll bring in $50 or $60 billion. And that will pay approximately 1 month of interest on the debt. Yeah. It doesn't affect the deficit. It doesn't affect the current budget. No. On what we already owe, that's a month's interest. All of this tax to rich will give them 1 month's interest. What has he done? What are all of them doing? Why don't they get down and work out the problem? Mm. They spend all day, every day, figuring out how to jack the other one around and use the media to manipulate the what we're going to think.
All right, Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, 93.5, 95.3. John Boehner, Speaker of the House, yesterday.
The President and I had a very good conversation yesterday. I'm confident that he and I can find the common ground necessary. What I did yesterday was lay out a reasonable, responsible way forward to avoid the fiscal cliff. And that's through putting increased revenues on the table, but through reforming our tax code.
Now, I don't think the Democrats want to do the tax code, Johnny. They want to raise it and let the Bush tax cuts expire on those at $250,000 or more, which would include all the small businesses that might gross more than that but not necessarily make any money.
Yeah. Right, and they're going to do that. There's no eventually, and that's going to happen. But I don't think it solves anything. I mean, so we avoid the fiscal cliff just means we won't have an implosion of Western civilization. But how did we get that close to it? And how are we going to change it so we don't come to another fiscal cliff?
Right.
I don't see anything.
Well,
Mike, have you seen one thing?
John, you make a good point. You say they're going to let the tax cuts expire, but it won't change anything. Well, why don't they have people in government that are smart enough to understand it's not going to change? It's not going to make a bit of difference. What you just said is true. So what, are you going to pay that? You're going to pay the interest on the deficit for 1 day or 1 month?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. There's got to be a long-term solution because this is a long-term problem. Now, you can go back and you can blame it on the former administration or the administration before that or the next administration. It doesn't matter. But the idea is now we got a problem. How do we fix the problem? Forget about who's the fault for it. Nobody's blaming anybody right now. How do we fix this damn problem? And I think that's what people got to start understanding. You got to find people in there who want to fix the problem, not talk about the problem, not point the finger at somebody. How do we fix this damn thing?
And I'll tell you, Stevie, you already heard him beating up the Republicans. But, Mike, you're absolutely right on the money. And guess what? I don't know if Paul Ryan's plan would have worked, but he laid it out and had a plan.
Yeah.
Of a way forward, and guess what? We don't want to do that. What do you mean I got to cut this? We're not voting for that. And guess what, Steve, the problem is, you remember Colonel Jessup? We can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
And we're not going to take it.
Well,
we want to vote for the hope. He said, I can have a free phone. That's who I'm voting for.
Yeah.
Or else, let's time to get together as one nation. But where's been the unity? Where has been the compromise?
There hasn't been any. One thing you got to keep in mind, the reality of the situation is this. In the last 7 presidential elections, the Republicans have won the popular vote exactly one time. I think the trend is, Johnny, it's going to be difficult for Republicans, particularly if you don't win Florida, Virginia, or Ohio.
It's
going to be hard from now on for any of them to win.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
there's no question about it in the long term.
Not.
I mean, you have Republican senators and representatives.
Yeah.
Well, President, when you look at the even along color lines, how it was voted, it was amazing. I mean, the percentage is so high with minorities and the percentage with white people were so high for Romney. I mean, this is really divided. I mean, so it's kind of crazy right now. I don't agree with it, but, you know, I always thought it was best man in, worst man out.
Johnny,
yeah.
what would you do, though? I mean, you're politically astute. You've watched this thing forever. Well, I mean, what would you tell another party besides the Democrats to compete?
With the early voting, there's no chance for the Republican president. We're done with that. I'm trying to see how we're going to cripple into the Clinton presidency, which will be 4 years, if we can make it through without this economic implosion. Because no one's going to fix it, and you still have the European crisis. How do you fix it fundamentally? The Electoral College solves this. We all watched about 220 million of us, both candidates, pump $2 billion into 10 states. And we weren't really, we were just watching. But if you had each congressional district, the original draft of the Constitution clearly said that, that your congressional district has a vote for president. So Illinois would have 2 votes as a state for senators. That we have, that just symbolically, and then each congressional district would have a vote, and then everybody gets their say. That's called a representative democracy. Chicago can't leave the rest of the state hanging. We live it every day in Illinois because Chicago has the clout.
Yeah.
And that's that. The idea of America was a representative democracy. Are we going to be able to get that changed, Steve? Ooh, I don't think
so.
All right.
Wait. So you're saying essentially vote with Electoral College like Nebraska and Maine does now so that it's not a winner-take-all in a state.
Then you've got to everything changes. Would Obama have won with the campaign he ran? He would have gotten slaughtered. Would he have won with that new system, appealing to and listening to more people in America? Maybe. I don't know how you beat Barack Obama. He's just a good politician. And then you add in the media, Mike. What do you think about the media's performance in this election?
Well, and I'm sure they'll defend themselves because if you lean toward one side or the other, you have a tendency to be lenient on that side and then harsher on the other side. I mean, let's face it, that's a fact of life, John. I understand that. I mean, giving both points of view, people don't like to do that. Most people have already made up their mind in the beginning, going in saying this and that about facts or things that happened. I shouldn't say facts, but things that happened.
Yeah.
Already have a pretty good mindset of what they believe on it now. Not that mindset could never be changed, but it can be, but it's going to take a heck of a lot to change it.
The other thing, Stevie, that the Republicans could do, which I don't see happening, they don't know how to do it, is just go all out in the same exact areas. Don't go to the same states, go to the same congressional districts as the Democrats.
Let me ask one question. Can you really understand both candidates spending $2 billion for a job that pays what, 280 or 300?
I think it's up to 400 now, Mike. Up
400.
Yeah.
$400,000 a year.
$1 billion
each. I mean, it's mind-boggling. and I mean, I thought we had, some kind of rules where you could only spend so much. I don't know. I'm just asking. I thought we
well,
did.
Well, there's a rule to take federal matching, but they both didn't take it because they can get more money outside of that. So it was a staggering amount of money, and I don't think there's any way for a Republican to get to the White House. And the reason that I always jump on the early voting is that it's inherently unfair to the Republicans because their constituents is, if you look at the map of the red, they're spread out. The Democrats' constituents live all over each other. So you just walk into one area and you can mine the votes if you have 3 weeks. You can get everybody to vote, and they're right there. They're within one radio broadcast feed. You can go door to door. You can take a lot of them in cars to vote. It's much easier from a proximity standpoint to just pile on as many votes as you need, and I think that's really what happened. Sandy had an influence, the media, Barack Obama's charisma, but I think what really happened was they figured out how many votes they needed before we voted on Tuesday, and they had them. Then the media, didn't they call it around 9 a.m., Steve?
They did.
Because they knew what the votes were, is over.
They've
got the technology to predict, and they did predict the Republican enthusiasm, but the Republicans were excited about the turnout for early voting on Saturday. There were still 2 days left, Steve, and they got those numbers up.
Well,
and that's it. They just knew what they had to get, and they got it. Done.
Well, and again, I'm with you both on hoping that it works out and hoping
that's all you can do. I mean, you're to the point now, pointing a finger, shouting, getting mad, kicking the table. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let's try to get something done. I mean, we talked about it. You know, we're the great emancipator. We're this or that or that, the peacemaker, pacifier. Let's do it. Let's reach across the aisle. Let's come to some agreements on something. Don't forget who gets the credit for it. You know, let's just do it.
All right.
Well, I can tell you, based on 4 years of the same players, I don't see anything getting any different.
You're right, John.
I'm hoping. I think hope's an excellent thing to do, but just from a realistic standpoint, Steve, I've got no basis to think that anyone's really had some sort of revelation or some sort of a transformation in the way they think. I didn't see it. Certainly the electorate didn't. Basically, Mike, in almost anybody's book, it was essentially a draw.
Yeah.
When you have 120 million people voting and it's within, 2-3 million votes, that means, there's 61 million people voted for Barack Obama. 59 voted for Romney. Well, yeah. That's pretty close, guys. And no one's got a mandate to do anything. So I'm afraid that's exactly what they're going to do.
Well,
you know, we go back to the one thing I've always said, and I really believe this. You get what you tolerate. Now, if the American people tolerate 4 more years of not cooperating, not working together, not balancing a budget, not fixing the debt, then they deserve it. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, ESPN, 93.5, 95.3. In our remaining moments, I wanted to touch on Veterans Day. Mike, it's been a whole year since you were here, and I walked you into that room full of veterans at that Rotary Bring a Veteran to Lunch Day, and they gave you a standing ovation because of your kind words. I mean, the country wouldn't be what we are. As many of us feel like we're slipping, boy, we wouldn't have made it this far without the soldier.
Well, you know, it's something that, you know, unfortunately, over a period of time, we've kind of taken for granted. But these people are the real heroes. I mean, and really, and there's no other way to put it. I mean, it's not because you can hit a baseball or throw a football. These people put their life on the line. And because, really, they're going in to for service to their country, which to me is probably the highest thing you can do. And I feel the same thing about politicians. It should all be about service to your country. Unfortunately, it's not. But these kids put their lives on the lines every day with risk of life and limb, and because, hey, it's for their country. It's the right thing to do.
And I certainly am grateful to what they've done, Steve. And of course, you and I, we've basically been in 50 years of pretty good period of living, no major world wars, and a country that has been, and we're going to hope again to stay the best country in the world, and that's because of those guys, and I'm very grateful and thankful to them, and God who put us all here, fellas, and we're lucky we can kind of vent and opine and beat the table, and then we get to vote, and then we get to laugh, and what's for lunch?
Yep.
Well, you know, I don't know if you guys. I've become one of these analysts. I've been analyzing the world, and there's a lot of people that don't care what I'm doing, and it's bothering me. I'm getting an inferior complex. All these people, I'm in traffic. I mean, everywhere I go, there's traffic. You can't believe it. I'm going, how did this be? And you got to realize, this is my neighborhood of Chicago, say. And just think about all the neighborhoods of all the cities and all the countries and all the world. It becomes mind-boggling how small we are in this big equation called life. But then again, how important we are to the people around us and the people that we deal with and the people that we love and the people we care for. You know, but I've really become this great thinker now. I'm going, what the hell are all these people doing out here?
I know, you're right. If you put it in perspective, Steve, you know, we sometimes make mountains out of molehills, and a lot of us think we're more important than we are, maybe. So
yeah. I tell you what, though, it's half the country is licking their wounds, half the country is happy, and all of the country, I would hope, would say, you know, we might have a few weeks
let's
here.
Let's
move on. But you know what I saw today already? The 2016 potential. I'm tired. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Well, but you got to understand that that's what they do. That's the media, and that's wrong.
Well,
because what we should be talking about right now is taking these 4 years and making them as constructive as we can, that period.
Johnny, we're hearing about these candidates, and then what happens is the media will put them out there, and then, of course, they'll rip the Republican to shreds in the next 4 years. And I need a break. I couldn't watch anything the other night. I just had to turn everything off.
No, I'm not interested at this point. Yeah, you like to say, but Mike's right. Mike's right. They've got to get up and fill another 30 minutes of something.
Yeah,
The election's over.
I watch movies.
I turned on Pawn Stars. Now, that's a real show. I just couldn't deal with any more speculation as to this. I thought Mitt Romney, Johnny, was as good it just was a terrific candidate.
I honestly don't see what else he could have done. Yep. It was just tough. Look, Steve, by the way, watching TV, our buddy Terry McDermott here in New Orleans, that's Sam Allen's husband.
Yeah.
He's down to the last 12 on The Voice.
Oh,
Terry,
no
he's
kidding.
The guy from Aberdeen, the Scot.
The Scottish guy from Aberdeen on The Voice is a top 12. That's your friend. That's awesome.
Terry. It's Terry.
That's awesome. Hey, listen, Mike Ditka, we'll watch you on ESPN all weekend with these NFL games. We'll catch up on Monday. Great stuff this morning, guys. I really appreciate
being here. All right, guys. You take care. God bless.
Thanks,
you.
Mike.
Thanks so much.
TV Tech.
Hey, thank you, Brother Johnny in New Orleans today. Mike Ditka from Chicago before he leaves for Bristol, Connecticut for his weekend at ESPN. Hope you enjoy our segments. We sure enjoy bringing them to you. It's a lot of fun. Mike didn't say stop it, by the way.
$100 Monday?
Yep, $100 Monday. ESPN Radio. 93.5, 95.3. All right, more coming up. Shannon Bream. You see her on Fox News a lot. Really good reporter on TV. Shannon Bream coming up. Bill Melberg, great political humorist and satirist. That's also coming up. Stand by. This Wall Street Journal update now brought to you this morning by Chuck Lee at Provident Financial Group in Champaign.